Grace and mercy to you from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Are you familiar with the Anheuser-Busch commercials, Real Men of Genius? AB has done over 100 Real Men of Genius commercials, and they poke fun at people who have odd jobs and odd habits. Among the most recent Real Men of Genius commercials are Mr. Clip-on Tie Inventor and Mr. Warehouse Shopping Club Member. Now listen to the text of Mr. Really, Really, Really Bad Dancer. Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Really, Really, Really Bad Dancer, arms swinging, knees bending, head bobbing to no particular rhythm. You're either dancing or having a seizure. And then antiphonally from the choir comes, "Call me a doctor." As soon as you've hit the dance floor, the taunts begin. Is that all you've got, player? Unfortunately, yes, that's all you've got. Pour it on now. Who's in the house? Some guy who can't dance. That's who's in the house. You're a star. So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Happy Feet, because you put the oogie in boogie, Mr. Really, Really, Really Bad Dancer. Thinking back to the Bible reading, which is the text, really, I assume that Jacob was not a good dancer. God made him gimpy. Wrestling with God does that to you and me. And I'm not talking about wrestling with a Pieper or Kittle or Augustine, that kind of academic wrestling. Those are tools of our trade. And wrestling with the books does not necessarily mean that you are sanctified. The fact that you and I are on this campus doing what we do does not necessarily indicate that we are sanctified. Maybe you are, maybe you're not. Only God finally knows. No, wrestling with God is something different than the academics. Right now, immediately south of the campus at St. Mary's Health Center, there are Christians wrestling with the ways of God in illness and in death. And immediately on the west of our campus in seminary housing, there are blessed seminary wives, blessed seminary children, and later today, seminary students wrestling with the ways of God. Oh Lord, what's really going on here? Because this is not turning out the way we expected it would when we came to the seminary. Wrestling with God sanctifies us, but we are wounded in the process. The veterans of the cross, both clergy and lay, carry the evidences of the wounds, both in body and soul. The gray hairs, the brows that are furrowed from concern for their faith, working out their salvation with fear and trembling, and concern for the churches, psychological wounds that go deep. These come when we wrestle with God seeking the blessing. And when you and I are engaged in that kind of wrestling for the blessing, We begin to realize, I hope, more and more that this is one-on-one. It's man to man. And ladies, I mean man in the inclusive sense. Wrestling for the blessing is you, the ever increasingly sanctified Christian, man or woman. It's you one-on-one with Jesus Christ. If incarnation means anything, it does not mean so much wrestling with the hidden God, Deus absconditus, but with God incarnate. If incarnation means anything, it means identifying the wounds that you receive with the wounds of Jesus Christ. If incarnation means anything, it does not mean so much theoretical, abstract, theological study of propositional truths, but rather your totally consuming quest to know God in your own life and to be known by Him. If incarnation means anything, it means the GIMP. The cross, the scar, the wound. Not so much of the saints of old, edifying stories, those are. But the GIMP, the cross, the wound, the scar in your life here and now. It is important to note that this does not happen at times and places of our own choosing. God decides when He is going to jump you. Jacob was having a relatively normal day, had no idea that this would happen, but God jumped him. He did it to give him a blessing and a new name. And God decides when He is going to jump you and me, to give us the blessing and to help us understand more and more what our name really means. What are those three catchwords that Luther uses to describe the Christian life? Oratio, meditatio, and temptatio. Now, oratio and meditatio, a prayer and devotion, are things that happen pretty much at times and places of our own choosing. We are doing that now. But the crown of the three, temptatio, really the cross, that happens when God decides. It happens where God decides to jump you. And when He does, I'm telling you, it is WWF Smackdown time. And it usually doesn't fit your schedule or your preferences. But that's the way the blessing is given and the name is better understood that you and I carry. And this is all good. So good. I mean, when it's happening, when SmackDown time comes in your life, in your family life, it's not enjoyable. Don't pretend that it is. But we know in hindsight that it is good. Old Gimpy wouldn't want to be a great dancer if he had to give up the blessing and the new name that he received. And I don't think you or I would either. The truth of the matter is that I, Dale, am incarnate, Mr. Really, Really, Really Bad Dancer Man. Great thing about growing older is that I no longer have to be a wallflower at high school or college dances. And when my daughter was married last spring, I had a sudden panic when she said, "Dad, we have to have the first dance." Now, maybe you are not Mr. or Mrs. Really Bad Dancer Person. Maybe you are Mr. Clip-on Tie Inventor or Mrs. Warehouse Shopping Club Member. Or maybe you are Mr. I'm not so sure that I made it in the real world, so I've become a second career seminarian man. Or maybe you are Mr. I've got trouble with my wife and family, seminarian man. Or maybe you are Mr. I am really scared, so scared I can't talk about it, seminarian man. In my own personal case, besides being a bad dancer, I am Mr. What in the world does an interim president really, really do, man? You can't pick the times when you're smacked down. But when we are, when you are, then you're in a situation like Jacob. And then you are ready to wrestle with the ways of God. And when you're smacked down and you wrestle with the ways of God, then the dawn will come and you will know that you have been blessed. And when the dawn comes and the match for the time being is over, only to wait a new one, you will understand more and more what this name that we carry is. And I don't mean the adjective that we carry. I mean our identification with the noun, your identification with Jesus Christ. We wrestle with God incarnate. And when that happens, is there any one of us, wounds and all, who would choose to be a great dancer when it is so much more blessed to be found in Jesus? Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.